Welcome to today's episode of Watchable
with Bethy Hernandez
and Sophia Ritter.
Two cousins talk movies and TV.
Basically, if it's entertainment related, we got you covered.
Today, we're discussing The Great British Baking Show.
It's been about over a month.
Yeah.
And, well, to be honest, we didn't have the best of Octobers we've ever had. Our grandma passed early in this month, and we will touch on this more later. And right now, we don't really want to go into it too much, but obviously that greatly affected us personally. And then my entire family got coronavirus a couple weeks after that. So we are now trying to reel everything back in together. And what better to do that with than one of our favorite little happy shows, The Great British Bake Off?
I'm honestly so surprised we have not talked about this yet. But I think now, more than ever, it's a perfect time to talk about one of those lighthearted British shows.
Yeah. And this, the people listening to this in the future, we can't imagine what kind of a world they're living in, what kind of an America they're living in. Mm-hmm. So just think about Great British Bake Off, because we are too nervous about other things to. So this is us trying to project happy thoughts into our brains right now.
Exactly.
So let's start off with our media picks of the week. Do you have a media pick of the week?
Yes, I do. So this past week, I watched Love, Victor, which is a show on Hulu. My brother Cal texted me a million times. He was like, Bethy, watch this show. And I was like, okay. And I watched it all within like 2 days. And it's really good. It's kind of like a more cheesy show, but it deals with tough subjects, which I like because it makes these subjects more like approachable for family members to like watch and learn something from it. But highly recommend if you're looking for a good watch.
So I've seen Love, Simon, which I personally very much enjoyed. It is one of those cheesy teen rom-coms, but it's a good teenage rom-com. So if it lives up to the movie, it's probably pretty fun watch.
Yeah, he actually made me watch Love, Simon first. I kind of like this one better.
Ooh.
I don't know why. It's a little bit more of a complicated story and not so everything goes perfectly, which I like. So I think I would suggest it to you.
See, I was almost expecting it to be cheesier, so maybe I'll try it now.
Yeah.
All right. So when my full family got COVID, we got obsessed with this show called The Queen's Gambit on Netflix about a press prodigy who's an orphan. And look, I don't know how to play chess, and it's a little embarrassing. I don't know how to play chess. But for some reason, they made chess the most exciting event in the world. And the cinematography with the chess games, and they were just, like, so dramatic with all the cuts and the pieces. And I had not the slightest idea what was going on, but I was so into it. I really loved this show. The fashion, 1950s fashion, Bethy, you would love it. That's why I keep telling you to watch it. And just the cinematography of the chess, like, I don't know how they make chess so exciting. I don't play chess, and now I'm scared to learn because I'll be really confused by it and feel stupid compared to her. But also, the main character's name is Elizabeth, so.
Okay, so I started watching this, like, the second you recommended it to me, because I was bored. So I was like, I'm going to watch it. But at that point, it was, like, 1 in the morning. I just wasn't in the mood to watch it. And it was kind of depressing at the beginning. So I was just like, I'll get back to that later. And I haven't since. But now you're reminding me that I should watch it. Because my mom suggested it to me, too. So.
I actually didn't watch most of the first episode because I came downstairs when my family was watching it and jumped on. And they kept telling me the beginning was depressing.
Yeah.
So just, like, try it.
No, I will definitely give it a try. I'm glad you reminded me.
So, Bethy, this is also kind of a special episode of Watchable, and do you have any guess as to why?
Is this when we had our first, has this been like a year since our first episode?
This Saturday is a year since we started.
Wow. That's kind of impressive.
This is our 38th episode.
Did you think we'd last this long?
No, I did not. So I didn't really think we would last past you going to college. And while we haven't been as consistent, We have done some. So we are go us.
Here right now.
Exactly.
And during break, I can't guarantee this, but I feel like we're going to get back in the groove and have some more fun definitely. With it. Oh, definitely. Because we'll both have way too much free time.
Exactly. No, I'm looking forward to being able to care about it more during break.
Me too. Because I've loved doing this with you because it makes I don't know, it gives me a little bit of time to just, like, talk about things I'm passionate about with one of my favorite people.
Aw, right back at you, Bethy. All right, so while we're being wholesome as heck, let's dive into the Great British Bake Off, the most wholesome as heck show. Bethy, you got me into this show. There was so much hype around it, and it didn't really take me long to get into it. Kind of love at first sight.
Okay, wait. So, I actually don't remember how I got into it, so I was more curious on how you got into it, and apparently I recommended it to you.
You did. A lot. Like, for years. And we just kept, like, because you guys really like baking shows, or like, uh-huh. Yeah. It's just another baking show, but once we watched it, we got it automatically. I think our first series was series 8. Or good one. 7. One of those. Yeah. Very good one. So, I wanted to start off talking about the host, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that's okay, because normally we talk about characters, and there's not characters to talk about, so.
It's kind of weird to do a kind of more reality competition, but who cares?
Exactly.
So, my favorite host, personally, is Noel, because the goth dude, also from the IT Crowd, a great British sitcom that hasn't aged great in terms of the Me Too movement, but is good. I just appreciate his humor. He has the right amount of awkward in the bringing to the tent. I think he is by far the most natural in the role of a host out of all of them.
So they used to have two girls who hosted it, and then Noel and this new guy. The bald guy. He's new this year.
I do not like Matt.
I like him.
You do?
I think
maybe
he's so
he'll grow
funny.
On me.
Because he's just so awkward and kind of like it almost makes you uncomfortable how awkward it is.
Yes, he's
and
so
I know
awkward.
Some people think, oh, it's so awkward to the point where it's not funny, but I find it hilarious.
Okay, I've only seen like the first episode and a half, so maybe he'll grow on me more of the new season.
So out of the new hosts they have, I like him. I also like Noel. He's funny, but I don't know why. Something about the awkward humor, really.
I liked Sandy better. She was the old host with him, with Noel originally.
Yeah.
I did not like the two ladies before, though. I did not like the original two.
I thought they were okay. There isn't anything
special. They're
kind
of bleh.
Yeah.
I have a scandalous opinion on judges, and I'm kind of scared to even admit it.
Oh, wait. I'm interested to hear this.
The time frame of when I got into the show, Paul Hollywood and...
Mary Berry?
No.
Oh.
Prue Lee. What's her name?
I don't know her last name.
They were the two judges when I started watching it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then Abby and I went back and watched an older season... And we do not like Mary Berry, and we've never admitted this to anyone because we're scared to. And for some reason, now I'm admitting it on a podcast, but we don't get the hype. We think we weren't part of a moment in time.
I'm kind of offended because Mary Berry was just iconic. We used to just love her outfits. We love how, happy old lady she is. She's just so sweet. But I have nothing against Prue. Everyone's all like, Prue had to replace Mary Berry. No, I think she's really cute too. She wears her very eccentric outfits with her large jewelry, and she's always trying to balance out how kind of mean Paul can be. And I appreciate
that. Maybe it's because it was more everyone hates Prue, but I was just she was my replacement because I started a different season. I was I think I just wasn't part of a moment in time, Bethy, because going back and watching a show when they change things just feels wrong.
Yeah.
And not like the show you're used to, so.
That makes sense.
I'm sorry, I don't get the... I mean, the reasons you love her sound like a great time.
Exactly. I think if you would have started off from season one like we did, you would
understand. You've been watching it since season one?
Yeah, and I didn't realize that until today. Mm-hmm. And I've been watching it for so long. Like, I remember talking about this show in eighth grade or something with my friends. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, wow, we really took forever to take your suggestion, didn't we?
Yeah. I was like, guys, trust me, you'd like it. And then I think I was like, it's like, really, like, British people, Sophie. Come on, British people. And you were like, sorry. You know what? Yeah.
I caved and I enjoyed it. All right. I also wanted to touch on my favorite contestants. I don't know if you have any favorite contestants you wanted to share.
I will think of them. You go ahead and start.
My all-time favorite is Liam. He was on Series 8 as of my notes I took. He was so jolly and happy and just, like, so careful and delicate with his bakes. And he was so creative and, I don't know. I also had a crush on him, if I want to be honest. But
okay, can I look him up for a second? Because I feel like I know who you're talking about. You need to
look him up because he's fantastic.
Okay. Oh, I remember Liam. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I loved him. He was so sweet.
Right?
Oh, yeah, he was definitely one of my favorites, too. I was rooting for him.
I think he was in, like, the top three. I don't think he won.
Yeah. Oh, he has an Instagram. Anyways. Liam is definitely up there. I know I've always had... I always have, like, that one favorite or, like, two favorites in each season, but I cannot remember any, really, except for the people this season. So far, Peter and Ramin are my favorite. Because they're both very, like, cheerful, always smiley, and I just like how, like, positive they are when they're doing it, and they make the cutest little things, and I don't know, they're my favorites this season. But there was one eccentric older man named Rowan earlier on, and yeah. I loved him just for his outfits and his passion for all things posh.
Posh.
Genuinely appreciated him.
One of my, like, it's not even a specific contestant, but, like, my favorite contestant is always the older person who is very, like, happy to be there, always has great ideas. They never quite come to full fruition. Somehow they stick around for longer than you expect, and you're always rooting for them because you are, like, you feel like they're your grandparents almost, and you're like, oh, I believe in you. And, like, you know they can't win, but you never want them to get kicked off.
Exactly. They always, you know they're not going to make it for that much longer, but they're always just, they have a special place in everyone's heart.
They're trying their best, and you see that.
And they definitely do not care if they lose either. They're always like, I just had a good time. It was worth it. And I'm just I love that. I love that.
I also appreciate the young person who always gets kicked off, like, the first week. And, like, they're always very creative, but then they make, like, the most basic mistakes, like adding too much flour or something.
Yeah.
Because they're young.
There was always some millennial. Like,
okay, that happened.
Okay, Peter is doing good, and he's pretty young. So... Ooh. That's why I'm rooting for him.
You're recruiting favorites for me.
Mm-hmm. You're going to like Peter. I know you haven't...
We should watch Bake Off tonight. That would be a good relaxation for us.
How much have you watched?
Only, like, an episode and a half.
Okay. The newest episode was Japanese Week. Mm. And
that sounds interesting.
It was nice because throughout all the seasons, the challenges are pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. So it's really fun to see something different. So I think you would enjoy that.
I always like when they do different things with challenges. I appreciate it.
Me too.
But that being said, I am a basic bitch whose favorite week is Biscuit Week. Mainly because as an American, Biscuit Week fascinates me the most. Because biscuit I cannot week. Fully comprehend what their definition of a biscuit is. Because they'll have, like... They're not always sweet, and I'm just confused by them. Like, they're cookies, but they're not exactly cookies. Yeah. And the things they put into them, I just find Biscuit Week very fascinating.
I love Pastry Week. Sometimes they don't do that well at Pastry Week. I like pastry week and I like cake week. Because
cake week's good.
When they make stuff that I want to eat.
I like when they make stuff that I've never heard of and, like, I'm super into it and I have no idea what it tastes like. And they're like, this is very common British food. I'm like, what is it?
Yeah, I'm like, I've never seen that before, but I'd be willing to try it.
I mean, I really wish I was a baker. I'm not.
I would say I like baking. I don't make anything fancy, though.
Yeah.
I really enjoy baking. I can
follow a recipe.
I hate cooking. Cooking shows, I'm literally not interested in. Baking shows, I love. I don't know why. I guess baking tends to be more sweet food, and I just enjoy watching people make sweet food better. I don't
exactly.
know why.
Well, and it's more creative a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like, the Showstopper Challenge is very creative.
Or, like, they can do more, like, decoration-wise with that. And I'm a very, like, visual person. And so the decoration is almost what I'm always waiting for at the end.
Yeah, it's one more artistic, too.
I will say about the Great British Baking Show, none of them are ever that good at decoration.
They aren't.
And it's kind of makes me sad. I mean, some people, some of them are, but I've seen shows where the decoration is a little bit better.
Yeah. Okay, so what of the three challenges in each show is the show, which one is your favorite?
Oh, of the three challenges in each, like, episode?
Like the signature technical or?
Sometimes I like the technical because none of them know what they're expecting. And I like how the judges can't see whose is whose and they're like ranking them. It always feels so mean, but so fun. I also like the Showstopper because who doesn't like the Showstopper? I think the technical is kind of eh because it doesn't really change that impact if people are going home that much.
I am basically exactly like you. I think the signature is kind of boring. And if I fall asleep watching an episode, it's always during the signature. And, you know, it's Great British Bake Off. You do it, and it means it's comforting to you. It's not an insult to the show. The technical is my favorite because it's a chaotic mess. And watching British people be pleasantly upset is very comforting. And like you said, like, when they're like, that one's mine, it's just so relatable when you're, like, in class and you know you messed up and you don't even care when they're, like, roasting one in front of everyone and they're like, this one I don't even know what it is,
and then
and they make him like raise their hand
who makes it's that great. Face like
oops that was me.
Definitely relatable when you said you felt if you fall asleep. I always fall asleep when I'm watching this show.
I do
especially at home. Here I've been watching it, I'm not falling asleep, but at home I will just like get in bed and by the end of it I'm like, oh, I wonder who won. It was just relaxing.
Just wake up to peaceful music of, like, ducks swimming.
Yeah, and there's, like, sheep in the pasture. And
yeah.
That's what I need.
Honestly, it's what we all need right now. We don't need to be worried about other things, but...
Oh, if we are moving on from that, I just wanted to ask you, what do you think the appeal is of this show? Because it seems like such a niche thing. Like, what are your thoughts on why, like, it seems like the whole world loves it?
Well, I think part of it is we have to talk about why it doesn't work in America. Because the American version of the show is just boring, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And I think it's because a lot of the appeal of the show is it's kind of, we romanticize Britain and, like, UK culture a lot. And so we're just getting a taste of, like, the most wholesome people crowded together, and all of them have the cutest jobs. We didn't talk about that yet, but, like, they always have the coolest jobs, like, stunt women or, like, you know, just, like, the weirdest things. Or they're just, like, I am a Larry driver, and you're, like, you're such a good driver. I'm proud of you. Like, it's just, we get to see, like, a wholesome part of another country that we really romanticize, and we get to, like, picture just happily making treats in a country where we don't picture our own faults, even though they have a lot of political faults and crap as well, but we don't picture those. We just picture happy sweets and people being very pleasant to each other.
Yeah, I was gonna say something like that, but I think you put it into better words. Because basically, how I saw it was, like, it gives happy vibes, and a lot of baking shows that are, like, American baking shows are very dramatic. It's yeah. all about the impact, and they make it seem like it's like a boxing match or something. But the British baking show is very British, very calm, very fluffy. Everything seems perfect, and it seems so un-American, which is what everyone seems to want sometimes, you know?
Want to add to the un-American, another thing that's un-American about it is it is a competition, but the bakers are mainly, like, competing against themselves and, like, doing as well as they can. Like, they, like, help each other out. They're very sweet to each other. I love how they help each other out. It's one of my favorite parts of the show when they're, like, finish early and they run over and help someone else. And, in America, we're so much, like, who can get to the top. Yeah. And so it's a different thing to see, like, people just competing against their own best self.
Yeah. It doesn't really seem like a competition. It kind of, it's seeing who can not mess up that day. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not against each other. They're just trying to do the best they can, each of them. And it's definitely a more relaxing thing to watch.
Wholesome fact I want to add in. Well, we're talking about wholesome things about the show, how it's framed. Mm-hmm. When a contestant starts crying, the host will start yelling expletives so they can't use any of the footage. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just love to picture an upset baker being like, it's so sweet that they're, like, screaming the F-bomb at them, like, F you! You're doing okay, sweetie! F you!
I find that so sweet. I'd heard that before, too, and it's just, like, makes the show even more wholesome somehow. Exactly. I didn't know it could get more wholesome.
Exactly.
Another question I had is, because the show is kind of, like, repetitive, every season is, like, the same, do you think that's, like, a comforting thing and they should just keep that up, or do you think they need to keep people interested in switching things up?
That is a good point to make, because there's a lot of evidence behind, like, therapists will actually recommend you rewatching your favorite movies, for instance, because it's comforting that you know how it ends.
Yeah.
And, like, it's actually great for your mental health to rewatch stuff. And so I feel like that definitely is kind of the appeal of a show like this is, like, we know at the end of the day there'll be a star baker and a baker goes home, but everyone will still be happy. I don't know. Part of me feels like they do need to change it up, but, like, part of me thinks it could easily ruin the full show. So, honestly, very uninteresting opinion. I have no idea.
No, I kind of agree with you. I think what they did this season with adding, like, a Japanese week, I think that's just a way to keep people interested. I don't think they need to change their, like, formula. I think they just need to add different challenges, but not so many different challenges, just sprinkle a few in there. And I think they realize that, probably the creators do, but
yeah, I definitely agree with you. I think more challenges could make it more interesting and just a little bit more unexpected, because a lot of the charm is learning about, like, new things they're making, and at one point they've made everything. So
yeah,
do you have anything else about Bake Off specifically you want to talk about?
I can't think of anything, because I feel like it's such a simple show. It just makes sense.
I mean, I think that's a pretty good way to wrap up our discussion on Bake Off.
Yeah, obviously we recommend it.
Bake Off, the simple show for non-simple times that we all need in our lives.
Ooh, that should be their slogan.
Right? Look at me going. I'm not even in ad PR. I'm so smart. So what my notes for watchable, like, wrap up is, whatever life is like for the future people listening to this, just listen to Bake Off.
It's the only thing that will get us through. Because we know, no matter what happens, the next week is going to be crazy. So
yep.
The Great British Bake Off is the perfect watchable thing to get your mind off of it so you can keep good mental health and keep sane during these times.
Yes. And for people who might be listening to this in a couple months, this is recorded the night before the election. So that is why we keep alluding to big storm coming.
Yep. I'm actually kind of scared what I'm saying right now. I'll listen to it later and I'll be like, I didn't even know what was coming.
That, I know so many times I've done that, and I've just been like that naive child.
Yeah. Especially after coronavirus, and like during it right now, it's just, I can't know what to expect anymore.
After October, I'm approaching life very carefully.
Very pessimistically.
Yeah, honestly, yes. I don't trust anything right now.
Exactly.
All right. So next time, well, who knows? We're focused on surviving. Mm-hmm. I want Bethy to watch Queen's Gambit. I still need to watch Cobra Kai, though, so
we're we all need now. To
watch things. Yes.
I will watch it, though. All right. I'm probably going to start it sometime.
And so. I'll finish Cobra Kai.
You do not have to finish both seasons. You finish the first season.
Okay. It's not bad. It's just not, like, I'm not hooked into, like, finishing it right now.
That makes sense, though. I've kind of lost a little bit of interest in it because I'm just waiting for a new season.
And thanks for listening to this episode of Watchable.
This podcast is edited by Sophia. Our music is from purpleplanet.com, and our graphic is by Maria Hernandez.
If you enjoy listening, you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out.
Have an idea on what we should review next? Send us a message on Instagram, Twitter, or Tumblr at Watchable Media.
Join us next time when we talk about stuff.
Now go enjoy your day.